President Trump's impeachment proceedings have only been in the U.S. Senate for one day. But with four senators running for president, they are already affecting life on the ground in early voting states, like here in New Hampshire. And HBR's Josh Rogers has more.
For any Democrat running for president, late January is a moment when time is tight. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders acknowledged as much when he spoke to NHPR on Sunday about the reality he and three of his rivals now face, stepping off the campaign trail, maybe for days at a time, to be impeachment jurors.
Between you and me, I'd rather be here. But I did swear an oath to do my job as a United States senator. That's what I'll do.
So too will every other senator vying for the Democratic presidential nomination, though that didn't stop any of them from trying to get their messages out yesterday in New Hampshire while impeachment duty called. The candidates' tactics differed, but the goals were essentially the same. Get voters' attention, even if in-person campaigning is simply not an option.
I always believed that the Affordable Care Act was unfinished business because it didn't include a public option. And we've learned over the last 10 years that I was right.
That was a decidedly impeachment-free web ad released yesterday by Michael Bennett of Colorado. The campaign of Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, meanwhile, moved to cast her impeachment-induced absence as proof that she's fit for the Oval Office. Here's former New Hampshire Attorney General Joe Foster yesterday at a Klobuchar press conference in Concord.
The president was impeached because he put his personal political interests above his constitutional duty. Senator Klobuchar is in Washington today because she is putting her constitutional duty above politics.
Klobuchar is also deploying top local supporters statewide to meet voters in what the campaign is calling office hours. Rich Siegel, a Klobuchar backer who serves as the top aide to Governors Gene Shaheen and John Lynch, thinks having campaign surrogates with deep New Hampshire connections will serve Klobuchar well.
There are folks who can go out and have conversations on, you know, independently and have credibility, and necessity has really ginned up the intensity of needing to go and do it. So they are.
Local ties were less privileged by the campaign of Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren yesterday.
I'm not shy. I just like to give people their space, you know, and if they look at you and look that they're engaging, then, you know, you can engage.
That was Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney. He'd never been to New Hampshire before, but was gamely working Concord's main street for Warren. When Kenney concluded a visit to a camera store, its owner, Michael St. Germain, said he was glad to have the mayor before he told reporters he doubted Kenney's efforts here would sway a single voter.
Probably not, although I think it just shows a broad spectrum of, you know, the kinds of people that are in favor of someone.
Which isn't to say Kenney didn't connect with anyone. He and former State Senator Amanda Merrill chatted warmly at a Concord coffee shop.
My son lives in Philadelphia.
Oh, where?
Chestnut Hill.
Oh, cool. What's he do?
He works for the Phillies.
Oh, who is it?
Merrill, who's endorsed Amy Klobuchar, was fresh from the Klobuchar campaign's press conference and was wearing a bright green Amy sticker.
I'm going to spring training in March. We've been going for the past, like, 4 years, and that's fun.
But for presidential campaigns and their local backers, the next few weeks promise more work than fun, and that may be especially true for campaigns of candidates tethered to Washington by impeachment duty. Josh Rogers, NHPR News.